That was a wonderful story, and we know that that was a story that Jesus told a long time ago, and we can read that story anytime we want to by opening up the Bible. And if we can't read that story for ourselves, sometimes Bibles have pictures in, and you might find some wonderful pictures that can tell something of that story, or you might want to ask your mum or your dad or the person that you live with to read that story to you again. So Jesus told that story, and people for 2,000 years, which is a long time, they've told that story again and again and again. So thank you, Hannah, for telling it to us today and reminding us that everyone is our neighbor. And if you remember one thing from today, remember that Jesus said to love our neighbors. And so we're going to be thinking, how can we do that? And you might have caught at the very beginning of the service, we've started a new series called Surprise the World. Now, I want to say it's not really a new series, it's actually a lifestyle. So we don't want that this will end in 4 weeks' time. We want that today is the beginning of something completely the same for you, perhaps, if this is the lifestyle that you live, or something new for you. If this is the lifestyle that is something that you don't live at the moment. And so we're going to be doing a little bit more exploring as children and as young people and as adults about how we can live that lifestyle, living questionable lives. Living questionable lives. So it's not so much, why did you do that? That sounds like we're in trouble. But living questionable lives is, why would you do that for me? You might have seen in the movie, someone was mowing lawns, someone was doing gardens, someone was taking food to someone's house. And the question that could come from that is, you don't even know me, why would you do that for me? We want to surprise the world. We want to learn some habits that mean we'll be highly missional people. Not so much the church is doing this in this building, but the church and you and I, we are the church. We're doing it in our streets, in our homes, in our schools, and in the places that we work and play. Now, put your hand up. This is for children and adults. What is a habit? What is a habit? Oscar.
Something that you like doing.
That's right. It's a really good habit if it's something that you like doing and you kind of do it more than once. You might do it once a day. You might do it once a week. You might do it once a year. And setting up a Christmas tree is a habit that we might do once a year. Or if you're in the Cope's house, twice a year, because they've just had Christmas again last weekend. Well, what are some of the habits that children and adults do? What are some of the habits that we do every day? Put your hand up, Judah.
Playing games on your parents' phone.
Playing. That sounds like a really good habit. Yes, playing games on your parents' phone. What are some other habits apart from playing games? Vanessa, brushing the teeth. How many times a day do you brush your teeth? 2 to 3 times. Do you brush your teeth, Oscar? Okay, so playing games on parents' phones, brushing teeth. What are some other habits that we might do? Having a shower, getting out of bed, praying, going to bed. So there's lots of habits that we do just to make the world go round. For instance, if you didn't brush your teeth, you might start to have a breath that people might not like. Or if you didn't have washing, you might have a smell that people don't like. And if you didn't wake up in the morning and get out of bed, you won't achieve very much. You won't go to school and learn. You won't go to work and earn. So getting out of bed is a really good thing to do, as is going to bed. So we've all got habits in our life. And so what we're looking at is new habits, okay? In this lifestyle of surprising the world, we're looking at some new habits. And so what we're going to do is we are going to use these letters to remind us of the habits. And so there's a habit for today, And that habit we're going to be talking about is B is for bless. B is for bless. And then next week, we're looking at E, which is for eating. And the next week, we're looking at L, two L's, for learning to be like Jesus. And another L, listening to the Holy Spirit. And then the last one in our bells is S, and that's sent. So we're missionaries in our community. But today we're going to be looking at B for, what was that word I said B is for? Bless. That's right. Now tell me, what do you think the word bless means? What would an adult think the word bless means? Sorry? Hey, I'm 47. I don't really know anything about Instagram. Bless. Getting something that, like a favor. Okay, a favor. That's a really good answer for bless. So if I was to say, God bless you, what would I be wanting to do, God to do for you? Might be to give you a favor. Okay, or to hashtag Instagram something. Bless. I kind of think that bless is about doing something nice for someone else, to help them feel a bit better about themselves. And bless is a word that we often say in church. And bless might be a word that your mum or dad or whoever you live with might say after you've sneezed. God bless you. And so it's a word that we kind of know about, and we're going to look at it very quickly now, what that word can mean for us. All right, so some of you might remember lifting the lid, the suitcase. So if you want to come and see what's in the suitcase, you can come and sit on the floor here with me. There's going to be some things in here that will help us talk about bless. Okay. I'm going to hold them up so that everyone can see. Do you want to come, Cora? Do you want to come and have a look? All right. Okay, so we've got a few things in here. The first thing I want to... What do you think that is? It's a comment sign. What's another word for a comment sign? Like a speech bubble. And so this would remind us of things that we can say to bless other people. Okay? And we might call that for adults words of affirmation. Words of affirmation. And for us younger people, it's saying good things to people to help them feel better or to say thank you. Words are such a powerful thing. And we all can use words. We can all use words for different people. So speech bubble, we can bless people by saying some lovely words to them, like what would be some lovely words we might say to others?
I like the way Oscar's listening.
I like the way Oscar's listening. Okay, another good word that we could say is thank you. If someone gives us something, thank you. So when you have lunch today, whoever gives you lunch, you might want to say to them, thank you. Or please is another good word to use. But thank you is a really good word. I really enjoyed what you did for me today. Speech bubble, that reminds us of those things. Okay, what else have we got in here? We've got a present. Okay. In here is a present that no one really wants these days. You can have a look afterwards. What no one really wants these days, if you want to have a look. But it was a really, really good present in the day. Okay, if you're interested, come and see me later. But yes, gifts. So gifts, we can all give gifts. It doesn't have to be wrapped up in pretty paper. Doesn't have to be something that we've bought or something that we've saved up for. If I was to pick a flower from my garden and give it to someone who was sick, would that be a nice thing to do? That would be a gift, wouldn't it? And that would be a way that I can bless my neighbor. What are some other gifts that you think you can give to your family or your friends at school or other people to bless them, to do something nice for them?
That's called polystyrene. That's really light.
Your mum hates polystyrene. Is that because it gets messy? Or does she not like the sound of it? It's not blessing Lucy. It wouldn't be a good gift to give her a big box of polystyrene then, would it? Okay, so that's gifts. That's something that we can give to someone. So a speech bubble is a word that we can say. Okay, do you want to sit back down? Lovely. A gift is something that we can give. And then the last thing in here, I've got two things. One is a ball. Would you like to hold the ball for me? Thank you. And the other one, yes, it is. It's painting. So what would you might? What do, would you do with that, Judah? What do you think you'd do with that? That's right. So you roll it on the walls, don't you? That's right. So if the speech bubble is what we say, and the gift is what we give. Playing a game of soccer with someone at school who might be a bit lonely is something that we can do. Painting someone's house to make it look prettier is something that we can do. And you've got amazing things, children and grown-ups, that you can do, that you're gifted in, to make a difference in someone else's life. And so if you were to turn up to your neighbor's place and say, hey, would you like to play a game of soccer on the field, that would surprise them because they might not have anyone say to them before, I'd love to play with you. If you are good at painting and you know of someone who is struggling to get their house painted and you say, hey, I like to paint, I would love and help you paint your house, then that would be a way to surprise the world. I was waiting with my niece the other day outside my house, and at the moment there's a bus stop, and from the 15th of July that bus stop's going. But there is a bus stop there at the moment. And I was waiting with my niece to be picked up, and there was this lady running up the road to catch the bus. And I could see the bus was getting closer and closer, and I knew that she wasn't going to get there in time. So what I did was I went like this to the bus driver, and he stopped for me. And I said, actually, it's not for me, it's for that lady who's racing down the road. So that was something that I was able to do. It was an act of kindness. I used my words to say something, and the lady was very appreciative because I stopped the bus for her. All right, so there are some things that we can do, there are some things that we can say, and there are some things that we can give to help bless other people. Now, you might think, what can I do? And us adults might think, well, what can we do? Well, we as the church have given you some ideas. You don't have to do them. You might want to do something completely different. But we're going to have an opportunity now, if you wanted to do some things. So if you want to follow me over here, we've got a table. So this is for adults and children. We've got some postcards that we can write some words thinking about our speech bubble just for you. And on the back, if you wanted to post it, you can put a stamp there, $1. And you can write some, is it more than that now? How much is it now? Oh my gosh. You could take a photograph of it and put it on Instagram. That's how you do that. So that we could write some words or we could draw some words. Another thing that we can do is we can take a picture of a hand, and you might want to write on that hand what you'd like to do for someone. And it might be, I want to paint, or I want to kick a soccer ball with my neighbor, or I want to help someone at school with their homework, or I want to come around to someone's house and help them with their technical stuff that's not working, or fix their car. Whatever the skills that you have, you might want to write on there as a reminder what I can do to surprise my family, to surprise my neighborhood, to surprise my colleagues at work. And then in here, something else that we can give. And there's a whole basket here of chocolate. All right. So you might want to come up today and you might want to take one of these bars of chocolate and you might want to give that to someone to surprise them. You might want to take a postcard and write a message for someone to surprise them. You might want to take one of these and write on there a way that you can use your skill and gifts to surprise someone. So we're about surprising the world. It's not a series. It's not a program. It's a lifestyle. And we at the Salvation Army Miramar want to be known that we are for Miramar. And all those things that we saw on the video, it's not the paid staff of this church that will do that. It's not the leadership team of the church that will do that. It's you and it's me. There's something that we can do to surprise our world. So the music team, thank you. We're going to be playing some music. And this is your opportunity to come forward and respond and do what it is that you would like to do to surprise our world. God bless you as you do that.